was chatting with Gay Valamont, a Democrat candidate for Congress, United States District 1, Florida District 1. The seat that used to, well, seems like a million years ago, used to be occupied by Matt Gaetz. And I asked her, what kind of music you like? And she's like, I don't know. You know, I'm a grew up in the 90s, old school grunge. I'm like, oh, my stuff. We can definitely find some of that. Gay Valamont, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to be here.
Good morning. Good to have you with us. Okay, so for people who don't know you, let's start with personal background. Who is Gay Valamont, and then why does she want to be in Congress?
Sure, yeah. I am by trade an athletic trainer. I work in sports medicine. And I moved here with my family in 2014, and we embedded in the community. I became a community violence intervention person, got involved in solving crime and making our entire state more safe. And as life happens, my family suffered some personal tragedy in 2020. My husband was diagnosed with ALS, and 6 months later, my 8-year-old son was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumor. Mm. I was their full-time caregiver until each of them took their last breath. And my son has been gone 3 years. My husband will have been gone 3 years in April. And they would expect me to stand up and do this. I started this to defeat Matt Gaetz, and he's gone. And so now I have spent 19 months talking to just about everyone in this district. And if I haven't shook your hand, then I'm more than willing to do that. And I believe I know what this district needs, what the people of this district need, and I'm ready to dig in. That's all I want to do, is help the people of this district.
That, first of all, let me say I am so sorry for your two horrible losses in the same year. I mean, I can't even imagine and how that would affect you and shape you. I read some of your website. I assume that experience has shaped some of your views on healthcare and you know, what needs to be funded and what needs to be expanded or changed. So let's start there. What do you want to see change in the realm of healthcare? Because cost of premiums, availability of care, quality of care are massive problems, in my opinion, for the United States, not just for the veterans, which have their own separate issues, but for the general population. So how do you want to change this field? What do you want to do?
Yes. Well, I believe that healthcare should be easy. It's the, you know, the second or third highest bill families pay every month. And when you need it, it should be there. And it shouldn't be a surprise what you're going to owe. I know from going through what I've been through, but also from working in healthcare and having to manage healthcare, particularly Medicaid, for people to get coverage. I think it's unacceptable for you to walk in to have a procedure done and not know what you're going to pay when you come out. I believe that every insurance company should pay on the same pay scale as Medicare, because it would be easy. It would be easy for the consumer to know what they're going to pay when they come out. Now, in my situation, after my family was gone, I still had $100,000 in medical bills, and we had exceptional health care through my husband's company. Now, I don't think that's acceptable and not affordable for the majority of Americans. Now, I personally have been able to knock mine down gradually, but it's a cost, and it's a problem for the entire population of the United States, whether you're on Medicaid, personal health care, the ACA, whatever it is, you're paying too much and it's too hard to understand. And I want to make it easy, and I want to make sure that it's there when you need it.
You know, when it comes to transparency, price known in advance, comparable rates across the board, you know, I'm very much with you on the transparency and the purchase. It drives me crazy. Medical bills are—they'll if you ever have to deal with them, it'll infuriate you to no end, and the feeling like you don't have any power with that. At the same time, government regulating the market and saying that, you know, every doctor or every plan is going to cost the same, I've seen examples of that. You know, I lived in Great Britain for a while, lived in England for a while, and it was well known that, you know, you weren't going to see a doctor for 6 months. You weren't going to get treated for 9 months. When everybody has the same, then the same that everybody has winds up being terrible. How do you respond to that as a concern?
Well, I don't think that, I don't see that the same way. We are already seeing, especially in our district, we are seeing long wait times for specialty care, right? Mm-hmm. And that's about to get worse when the VA is going to have to start farming out, you know, accessible health care to our community. We need to attract more doctors to our area, period. But getting back to regulating health care, regulation is a bad word when it comes when Republicans talk about regulation. But I also feel like if it's affecting the consumer, if it's affecting everybody, then measures need to be taken. I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility. You know, and if you are that person that can afford to pay for your health care out of pocket, do that. But it should be easier for the American consumer writ large to be able to pay their health care and know what they're paying. I mean, you wouldn't take your car in and just let them take it and then come out and you owe $3,600 for a new engine. You don't know if that's it's common sense. In no other industry do we ask for people to give us service and then just charge us whatever. It should be transparent. I think all medicine should be transparent.
Oh, man, I totally agree with that. So one more question for you, Gay, on healthcare, just because I know this is one of your big issues, and I know a lot of people care a lot about this particularly. But my frustration is that post-Obamacare, I can't buy the kind of plan I want to buy. I want to buy a plan that is for the catastrophe only. I want to buy a plan that's going to protect me from a $100,000 medical bill. I don't need a plan that covers my well visits. I don't need a plan that covers my routine things. I want a high deductible, catastrophic only, and I can't buy that. And as a result, I wind up spending, you know, what, $1,400, $1,500 a month for insurance we never use. It is a massive frustration, the amount of money that I waste on health insurance. Do you think I should be able to buy that kind of a plan? Would you fight for that kind of an option?
Absolutely. I think that's fine if that's what you want. I mean, that's pretty much what dental insurance is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're teeth fall out, you have a massive, that is the care you have. I agree with that. I think that is perfectly acceptable as long as, you know, you don't expect to go to the emergency room on your care that and not pay your bills. I mean, that's stress on our healthcare system, and that's what's going to happen. When people don't have healthcare or reliable healthcare, they put stress on our emergency rooms and our hospitals, and then don't end up paying their bills. And that's why we have to have, why we're telling people you have to be insured, because we can't put stress on our public hospitals that are treating real emergencies, not colds.
You know, one of the other, obviously from your website and having listened to some before, one of your other passions, you even mentioned it, is that you work on violence and you're a gun violence activist. And in my view, yes, that means that you want to regulate, restrict, control access to firearms. You know, there's a bill working in Tallahassee right now. I think it's likely to pass the House, probably not likely to pass the Senate, but it's unsure. It's Michelle Salzman's bill that would reduce the purchase age from 21 to 18 for long barrels, rifles, and shotguns. Of course, the federal law prohibits purchasing of handguns. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I think that every 18 and 19-year-old man or woman ought to be able to defend themselves, to carry if they need to, purchase a handgun. What do you want to see happen in the realm of guns, gun control, gun access? What do you want to see as the changes?
Yeah, my stance on gun violence prevention is very, very simple. And I've worked on this in Florida for 13 years. I worked on the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill. I was really happy when it was changed to 21 from 18 to 21. And I'll tell you why. Because we know through statistics that that is the very population of people that are irrational and irresponsible with guns. And that's just statistics. And you don't have to believe me. You can Google that real quick. I want background checks on all gun sales, which means you have to purchase your weapon through a licensed gun dealer. That's it. That's all I want. Purchase your gun through a licensed gun dealer, and don't sell your guns to your friends, because that's how loose guns end up on the streets. I also think that we should enforce the laws that are on the books. I want gun owners to store their guns properly away from their children, so that their children don't get their guns and shoot each other or make an irrational decision and take a gun to school. And I'm concerned. I think that suicide in the veteran population is outrageous, and red flag laws would help prevent a lot of deaths. Now, I know that people will say that I'm a gun grabber or whatever. That's not at all what I want. My father was a gun owner. My father was a Reagan Republican. I completely understand what you're saying about freedom to own a weapon. I believe that too. But with everything, there are safety protocols put in place. And the statistics show very plainly that 18 to 21-year-olds are the population of people that go to schools and cause mass shootings. So why would we legally hand them an AR-15? I mean, it makes no sense. And now that we don't have a permit system, which gives you some sort of training and at least makes you fire your weapon, we don't have those safety protocols in place now. So we're essentially saying any 18-year-old, and I want everybody to imagine the 18-year-old that you know in your head going and legally purchasing an AR-15. It puts us at risk.
You know, one of the last things I want to ask you about is, obviously this is a very military district, as you well know, and dealing with veterans issues, but also dealing with the military mission. The consistent, I mean, again, it could not be more consistent. The complaint from the military is, we cannot run the military effectively on continuing resolutions without having ongoing budget commitments. We can't make deals, enter contracts. We can't do procurement, shipbuilding. All of this stuff is basically screwed up because of the way Congress runs its house. And we're seeing it right now. We're up against another one of these potential government shutdowns if we can't get another stupid continuing resolution. What would Gay Valamont do to fix that problem?
I hate the CR. You're right. Well, we need to get rid of the CR. That's a continuing resolution is just kicking the can down the road. And we've been living on CRs for, seems like, I don't know, since Boehner. And what we need to do is all come to the table. In this budget process, the Republicans didn't reach across the aisle, didn't come to the Democrats and say, hey, how can we work on this together? And what the new budget has done has essentially zeroed out Medicaid and SNAP benefits. A lot of our junior enlisted rely on SNAP benefits to feed their family. And another thing that comes along with that budget that the Republicans have passed in the House is that you get tax breaks to the people that make over $450,000 a year, get a small tax break, but you get a really big tax break if you make over $725,000 a year. Now, I don't know about you, but my friends don't make that much money, and I don't understand why people are pushing for this bill that don't make that sort of money and will reap zero benefits from it. This bill will hurt our district.
Last question for you. We're talking to Gay Valamont, candidate for Congress District 1 as a Democrat. Coming up April 1st is the vote. Please go vote. Last question. I ask this always when we have a district-wide candidate who is a Democrat, because we are a heavily Republican district. The analysis expectation is that your opponent will win handily just because he's a Republican. He's got an R, you've got a D. That's the end of the story.
Right.
What makes you think you can win in this district?
Well, I've spent the last 19 months talking to literally everybody. I don't fear talking to Republicans, independents, or Democrats. I think that our issues are all local, and, obviously I live here, so I know the problems of the district. I know the people of the district. I spend all the time talking to the people of the district, and that's how you get the good ideas of what you need to do in D.C. and bring them home, is talking to the people. Now, my opponent doesn't live here, And he is also, you know, majorly responsible for our insurance crisis in Florida. And I'm saying, why in the world would you send an arsonist in to put out a fire? I know that I can do this job and represent the people of this district well. I pay my bills here. I pay my homeowner's insurance here. I buy my groceries here. I'm in this community. I know what everybody's going through, and I want to take that to Washington, fight for the things we need, and come home.
Gay Vallemont is a candidate for District 1 in Congress. Again, the election is April 1st. That's an actual thing. That's not a joke. Also, I'll tell you, Gay, my favorite teacher I ever had, Gay Locker, had the first name Gay. She was my English teacher in 5th and 6th grade. So whatever else having the name Gay might get you into trouble with the Trump administration these days, I think it's fine by me. Gay, nice to meet you. Good luck. Thank you for running, even though I think we disagree about some things. I am totally out of time. I'm so sorry. Gay Vallemont for Congress, if you want more information. Again, Gay, thank you, and thank you for running. I appreciate anybody who participates.
Thank you so much.